KSL News Time now, 8:39. Triple team traffic means three times more eyes on the road, and we've got emergency traffic out there, Andy Farnsworth.
Yeah, it's a crash westbound on I-80 near State Street, right at the beginning of the State Street exit ramp. But the vehicles are blocking three of the four lanes right now, including those exit ramp lanes onto State Street. So traffic coming over from 7th East is just at a standstill. In fact, the delays actually starting now just before 1300 East, and it gets worse the further west you go. Also have northbound I-15 backups between Draper and Midvale. And 5600 West, a crash near the 201 freeways had you backed up through a good chunk of West Valley for the last little while. Holly Bearclough?
Looking at Utah County, I-15 is at freeway speeds from Orem up to American Fork. Timpanogos Highway looks good, both east and westbound. And Redwood Road in Lehigh is uneventful from Pony Express Parkway up to 2100 North. Eric?
We have a large swath of southbound slowing on I-15 approaching Centerville. Looked like an accident just before the 500 West exit. That car over on the right-hand side looks like that's taken off now, so we might get back up to speed, but right now you're going to notice the reduced speed just as you move past Farmington and the Lagoon area. The rest of I-15 stretch from Ogden to that part is also looking good, and then past that through North Salt Lake and Rose Park heading to downtown, no problems. Salt Lake Gaming Con, June 2nd through 4th at Southtown Expo Center, featuring Microsoft, PlayStation tournaments, demos, celebrities, and cosplay. Get tickets now at saltlakegamingcon.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic.